Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hey, creepies, welcome to Middle-Aged Mini number 104. Nate is your sound engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. Nate, what are you doing?
Toddless.
You're topless?
No, toddless.
Oh, and topless? A guy can dream, right?
Put your shirt on, Peggy.
Come on. Get with the program. We have no Todd tonight, so this mini will have no Todd. And you know what? That's just the way it is.
I labeled it, toddless.
Toddless, yeah, right. And I tried to label it different than that, but you know.
Hey, you're going to hear what you hear.
Exactly, right? Selective hearing, as they like to say about us men. No Todd, he's on vacation, so you will be listening to Nate and I talk about some fun and creepy stuff, right?
And hopefully it's a fun one.
It is. You want to dive right in. You're doing headfirst.
Yeah, might as well.
Headfirst. Yeah. All right, so this is your pick, so do you want to tell the creepies what it is about?
This is the Zozo Demon.
The Zozo Demon?
Yes.
No on the Zozo.
No Zozo.
No Zozo.
Yeah, it is otherwise known as the Ouija board demon. Demon is allegedly summoned through the use of a Ouija board and other forms of spiritual communication like seances. He is a symbolism of Christianity's fear objection to the occult. Very specific.
That's a great setup.
Yeah. We talked that you're going to do it, but
I just went
for it.
I said head first, so do it, man. No, it's fine. We've got plenty of fun stuff on this guy.
So the next thing on our little flow chart says all topic discussion. So I guess this is where we discuss it, right?
Oh, so we should start now? Well, let's jump in with Villains Wiki, which I absolutely love to reference. So full name is Zozo. That's the full name. So it's not Zozo Alexander.
Zo.
Just Zo. The aliases, because there's a ton of them, a shaton. It is the Ouija board demon, a demon of the Ouija, the jester, Zaza, which isn't there somebody named Zaza? Zaza Beats, isn't that a thing, or am I totally making that up?
I'm thinking of Zsa Zsa Gabor.
Ooh, Zsa Zsa. And she died though, right?
Yes.
Oz, Mama.
Wizard of Oz.
All right, maybe. Mama, Abacus. Zoso, which is very Led Zeppelin-esque, which that's going to be in this discussion a little bit. The Demon, Pazuzu, the Infeld Poltergeist, which, to give you a little bit of a sneak peek, that is something else we're going to be talking about. Yeah. So this will all piece together, right?
Okay, cool.
What do I call it? Tapestry?
Mm-hmm.
This is, the origin of this is folklore, so are they saying this is made up? I don't, surely not.
Yeah, I mean, they're calling it a villain of sorts.
It has an occupation, because all of these villains have an occupation. It is a deceptive demon. Isn't that what demons do? Powers and skills are possession, which is the most common power, immunity, because everybody wants the power of immunity, and brute strength, which is what you're...
Why not?
Your God-given strength, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hobbies are driving his victims insane before killing them.
That's a good hobby.
Goals are kill whoever summons him. That's also quite the goal, right? And his crimes are malefic, dark magic, possession, mass murder. The type of villain is a demonic possessor.
Yeah, he's got all the boxes checked.
That's right.
The Zozo is a fallen angel banished from heaven. Eons ago by God, he is rumored to have been the demon who possessed Roland Doe. When the boy used a Ouija board, Zozo and the possession were written about in a book called The Exorcist under the name Pazuzu, which in turn inspired the modern version of Pazuzu, who comes from Babylonian culture.
Those pesky Babylonians, right? Nature, it says, Zozo is often said to mimic the voices of the dead who the user of the Ouija board wishes to talk to. He is cruel, sadistic, as a cruel, sadistic demon who likes preying on people's insecurities and fears. He often delights in telling them they will die soon and is often brutally misogynistic. He loves to pretend he is other spirits, oftentimes pretending he is three different spirits at once. So wow. Watch out.
Yeah, he's a, what do you call him? Multitasker.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He's got goals. Remember, we already went over those. Says he can play on psychics. For instance, if a psychic is adamant that there is only two ghosts in the building, Zozo will confuse them by claiming there are nine ghosts instead. He will also add confusing scenarios by stating he is a little boy ghost and that he's afraid of a malevolent spirit haunting the place. So he can be all these different hauntings in actually one person. See, or one entity.
This is why I don't mess with Ouija boards.
Right. Yeah, we've covered this before, right?
Zozo loves watching his victims squirm with confusion, and other times he takes the pleasure when one gullible human believes his lies. Zozo is very sadistic and loves watching friends fall out over his lies. He is a master deceiver, which is not surprising, as the devil is claimed to be the father of all lies. And Zozo is a powerful devil in hell under Satan.
Mm. This is lovely. Yeah, it's a lovely topic, isn't it?
He's got quite the resume.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, he fits right under the demonic possessor, right?
Oh, yeah.
This talks about, you were just talking about the 1951 Roland Doe encounter, but other encounters include 1972 in Los Angeles, a mother named Doris Blyther used a Ouija board and found herself haunted by a dark entity which sought her and her family harm. In 77 through 79, the Enfield poltergeist in Enfield, England, where a family got plagued by a malevolent force. Again, more to be talked about on that, more to be continued. In 2012, Tombstone, Nevada, a small group of soldiers were off duty and decided to mess about with a board. Just for fun, they made contact with an alleged spirit who told them he had died in Tombstone. On the way back, one of the men got possessed and almost killed the others in a car crash before the demon left him and he regained consciousness. In 2019, YouTuber Kyle Godfrey attempted to contact Zozo at 3 a.m. on his Ouija board and made contact with an entity who said he was Zozo. However, Kyle took it further and asked the spirit if there is a specific phone number for Zozo. The entity gave him a number, 417-666. I don't know how many sixes this is. Too many sixes. Like six sixes, I guess. Seven sixes. And when the number was called, the lights went out in his room during the phone call, and poltergeist activity followed. When Kyle ended the call, the lights came back on.
That's freaky.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't do that.
Don't do that.
No, I don't think that's worth it.
No. So we're not getting an Ouija board tonight, and we're not contacting, right?
That is a big negative.
All for multiple reasons, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and I think Todd would agree with that, right? Oh, 99.88.
Yeah, the night is hitting me.
I know. You've been up since like 2 o'clock in the morning, right?
Feels like it. So, yeah, this is... Quite the demonic entity.
Oh, that's right. It says, according to internet legend, Zozo is an ancient mysterious demon with foggy origins who communicate, this probably was folklore, right? Who communicates with people with the Ouija boards. His preferred style of communication is expressing grim threats through the planchette, though he is also said to be known for making ghoulish sounds, breaking things, and instilling fear for fun in those who conjure him. You'll know you've awoken the craggy or crotchety old spirit when he spells his name out, Z-O-Z-O. So you know you got trouble, right?
It looks like someone here wrote a quote from Zozo.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, it goes like this. Cruel tricks I could never. But seriously, though, I literally can't. Do you know how much work I have to do nowadays? How much time does it take to do literal mountains of paperwork. I only have like, what, 3 hours of free time per day to relax before having to get back to work? Just put yourself in my situation. If you only have 3 hours to rest before being thrown me into a paperwork hellscape and a stupid kid summons you to play with it on the Ouija board, would you be pissed?
This is almost... I'm just waiting for, like, vigorously horny hedgehogs.
Yeah.
To start, like...
yeah. Yeah, they sort of did a quote of...
You think he's got a lot of paperwork, right?
He does what he does because... He has a lot of paperwork.
He has no idea.
He doesn't want to be messed
you and I, with. And you and I know what a lot of paperwork is. This, yeah. Those are demon no offense.
This sort of goes
no offense
right
out
up,
there.
Yeah, this sort of goes up right in the avenue of our pre-recording discussions.
I know, discussion, yeah, about just how much paperwork can one human being do in a day.
And then everybody wants to interrupt me.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
So, yeah.
You're going to become the Zozo demon, right?
Yeah. Pulling tricks and being a jester.
It says, first introduced to the internet via a 2009 public message in a post written by an ex-Ouija enthusiast named Darren Evans, Zozo has now become a horror fanatic favorite on Reddit and deemed worthy of its own episode of Ghost Adventures on the Travel Channel. In the episode, Evans and a paranormal crew head back to the scene of the haunting, his ex-home in Oklahoma, where he and his family claim to have been tormented by a demon, culminating in a move prompted by his daughter allegedly becoming temporarily blinded after an interaction with the spirit. Evans, who has become a self-proclaimed Zozoologist, because that's a thing, right? After pinning the Zozo phenomenon in 2016 and appearing on podcasts and horror sites regularly, says that the interaction with Zozo start out unconcerning but eventually become more and more malevolent. In these alleged firsthand experiences, it started with flickering lights, then progressed to moving objects, sounds in the night, and escalated to scratches on his skin and a brush with death when his daughter claimed to see the spirit in her tub with her before she went blind and limp temporarily. That's spooky.
Wow.
Yeah, and other people like have, this has been like a, it's kind of like wildfire, you know. Other people are like, oh, I summoned him, and oh, this happened. And so they've had a lot of similar experiences, and him just being a big jerk face because he's got enough paperwork to do, right?
Mm-hmm. A lot of paperwork.
And they're happy. It talks about how, you know, the internet's happy to keep this stuff alive, and Reddit users and all these, you know, different horror-based stories. And so I'm not suggesting that I would go get on one just, you know, to show that this doesn't really happen, because that's the thing is they say when you contact somebody, you might think you have your loved one, but you might have the Zozo demon. So it gets very complex. And they even did, like, in one of the videos I watched about it, said that they've tried to do scientific studies to show, like, this is not real. This is just a psychiatric phenomenon. And they're like, yeah, but how do you know they're not tricking the, you know, the researchers, and it's actually the demon playing tricks? So there's a whole level of, you know, you just never know, even when you're trying to scientifically prove that it doesn't exist, that it could just be, you know, playing with you. And I was like, That's a dizzying intellect, but who knows with, you know, demonic possession. I wouldn't even want to take the chance, honestly.
Oh, yeah. Other people have encountered the Zozo. Despite Evan's tell, unlucky Ouija board encounters, Zozo would go on to take over the paranormal world. Evan's encounter went viral. Zozo stories sprouted up across the internet, many which ended up being retold on various podcasts and covered by many YouTubers. So yeah, there's a lot of stories out there. And like you said, I mean, you might be told that you're talking to a loved one, but more than likely everybody's is more than likely going to be
a big grumpy demon.
Yeah, Zozo trying to mess with you.
Well, this is my favorite part of it, and I want to definitely include this, and it links up with Led Zeppelin and Jimmy Page. Jimmy Page was a huge believer, follower, studier of the occult, and he loved mystical knowledge and secret knowledge and all those things, and he loved integrating it into magic and the occult, into their music. They even recorded you know, in like a haunted castle and all kind of fun stuff. He bought Aleister Crowley's old house. It was wildly haunted. And so all kind of fun stuff. But this says Jimmy Page's Led Zeppelin symbol, which is the Zoso symbol, which is another name. It's just another name for the Zozo demon. You've probably arrived because you want to, you're researching the meaning of Jimmy Page's Zoso symbol, which appeared on the cover of the fourth Led Zeppelin album. It says, there are lots of weird speculations about what the symbol means, such as the three-headed dog Sybaris that guards the gates of hell. And that is not idle speculation, it says. It says, the four symbols that appear, show what, Zozo is. I love it because the Zozo symbol, it's the feather, which is, Robert Plant's symbol. And that's truth or courage. John Paul Jones' symbol was kind of a cool symbol that was confidence and competence. John Bonham's symbol was the Trinity, a father, mother, and child. It was three interlinking circles. Sandy Denny's symbol is an old symbol for the Godhead. But the Zozo one always made me very interested, and it is Jimmy Page's symbol. It is Saturn, or the ruler of Capricorn, or the Capricorn astrological sign. Saturn is an interesting place because, obviously, it's the only planet that, you know, I mean, it's one of the largest planets, of course, in our solar system, but it has a dark occult history. I don't know if you know that, but it is looked upon as a place of evil by some, and a place that a lot of magicians or occultists call on to get power from. But it has also been seen as like maybe like a portal to hell type place. Mm-hmm. I'm certainly not a master of all that knowledge and occultism, but I've heard that before, that Saturn is kind of a dark realm to study. I've always liked Saturn. I thought it was an interesting planet because of the rings and,
yeah.
So I think it's an interesting place to study that way, but to know that it's also revered in the solar system as a dark place is also kind of spooky and creepy. So something we'll have to look into a little bit more.
So if whoever may be listening to us likes dabbling with the Ouija board and doesn't heed warning of us saying, don't do it, some warning signs that you... might be meeting Zozo on the Ouija board. Rapid movements. If you're using a Ouija board and the planchette might begin moving rapidly. If you are undergoing hypnosis, the pendant or the pendulum might begin to swing. Announcements. Zozo might announce himself by spelling out his name. Feelings of unease. You might feel a sudden weight or dread or uneasy descend upon you. Darkness. You might see shadows moving, or the room you are in might get darker. Mm-hmm. If you feel the Zozo is with you, do not panic. Take action to end the connection to prevent bodily and mental harm.
You always want to say goodbye, right? Close the board quickly.
Yes, I believe so. Breaking the connection. If the Zozo has contacted you, take the following steps to protect yourself. Write these down. Remain calm. Demons and other evil spirits feed off fear, so take deep calming breaths and steady yourself. Close the session. If you are playing Ouija, move the planchette to goodbye and formally close the game. If you are using another contact method, close it immediately. Do not speak his name. Using his name gives him power.
Zozo.
Avoid speaking about him or to him. Seek help. If you feel you still have Zozo nearby, seek out help from a paranormal professional or a religious leader, such as a priest or rabbi. Zozo is a dangerous demon, and you should use Ouija cautiously to avoid contacting him.
You know, with the the year that I've had, I'm not going to be contacting him at
no,
all.
No, wouldn't like even I said, play. We do not happen. To. We do not
advise.
Condone using the Ouija board
or communicating
just
with Zozo.
Not worth it.
Not at all.
Not in my mind, at least. Some people probably do enjoy it and have fun doing it, and try to stay safe. You have been warned.
I like how you said a feeling of unease. I'm like, I'm getting a feeling of unease just talking about all this. But I do like this. I mean, this was a great pick, honestly. Like I said, out there in podcast world, if you so choose, have a happy. We would love for you to let us know what your experience is. If you do, are one of those brave souls that want to try that. What is it? We're putting a disclaimer on this one that we do not suggest that you do it. But I would, like I said, I'm not the kind of person that wants to get possessed or anything like that. I do believe
we have enough problems. Kind of, don't
yeah,
we?
Exactly right. I know. We want to make the world a better place, not a worse place, right? So no, we like the light side of that. But anyway, that was a great discussion, honestly.
Yeah, that was a good one.
All right. Well, what is your wrap for the episode?
This episode was Zozo.
It was Zozo. Yeah, Zozo.
Well, that's a wrap.
You know why it's Zozo? Because there's no Todd. all right. Well, we thank you, Creepies, for listening to this Middle-Aged Mini number 104 and our discussion on the creepy Zozo demon.
See ya.
Bye.